Hey brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I'm out here walking the dogs, probably the last sunny day, or one of the last sunny days we'll have before grey and wet arrives for a decent few months here in the UK. Here's the dogs mucking around. Today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about why do women emasculate men? What does that even mean? What does emasculation mean? Sometimes you'll hear people talk about she's got his balls in her purse, right? She's got control of him. He's under the thumb. She's got him wrapped around her finger, right? And so this can sound like, why do you park like that? Why do you put that in there like that? Why didn't you listen to me? All these little snippy comments that we can find frustrating us, really getting under our skin. Like she knows which buttons to press that make us freak out and get really frustrated. And what's really going on? Well, first of all, those comments come from a place of fear and insecurity in her. Like she has some predicted, expected future that's going to happen a certain way, and it looks like it's not going to. And so she's lost control of what that future looks like. And you think, well, but we're talking about parking the car. We're talking about putting stuff in the dishwasher. We're talking about whether I remembered to take the trash out. These things are not important. No, they're not important in the large scheme of life. But in those little moments, she's not thinking about the large scheme of life. She's thinking about what was going to happen next. And it's an additional stress to the 100 different items that she's planning to still fit in today. So in that sense, it is something that affects her right now. So what do I want to get across to you today is that emasculation really is something that we do to ourselves, and we do it through how we think about how things should be. So we want to be this strong, respected, loved leader of the relationship, you know, the man. We want to fill that the image that we have of being the man in relationship. And anything that comes along and says that we're not doing that makes us feel weak, makes us feel shit, makes us feel like we're failing. And we hate that because we have a desire to be able to show up really as well as we possibly can do. And so what's the solution to feeling emasculated? Well, it's being able to understand that. It's being able to understand that things don't always work out perfectly. It's being able to understand that it's our thinking. We think it should always work out perfectly, and we think that we should be able to make the other person happy all the time. And it's the expectation of that thought versus the reality of what's happening that is causing that trigger, and that trigger is what's making us feel emasculated. Or more importantly, it's our reaction to that trigger. Because you can feel a trigger, you can feel somebody say something, give you some critical feedback, and you can feel that initial trigger and decide to deal with it in a completely different way. You can decide whether it's an important thing or not an important thing for you to deal with right now. So it all comes down to your thinking. Can you give yourself a little bit of space in between the stimulus and the response so that you can think about something slightly differently, so that you can choose in the big scheme of things, is this really something that I need to get upset about? Or is this just something I know how I'm going to respond to it? How are you going to respond to it? How, in fact, are you going to respond to it in a way that makes you feel really good about you? Who cares about anyone else's opinion? How are you going to respond to what's in front of you right now in a way that you feel confident in yourself? That's all that really matters. And that is also the solution to feeling emasculated. You don't feel emasculated anymore when you do that. You feel good. You feel confident. You feel grounded. You know that you're stepping up to this moment, not the moment that just happened, this moment right now, in the way that you want to. That's it for today. Loads of love, brothers. Bye.